This program is intended for an audience that is blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. This is Chris Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, and I want to welcome you to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about upcoming productions on the stage and on the screen that are available with audio description.
Before each showtime, our showtimes are September 26th, 27th, and 28th at 7:30 p.m. Also October 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 7:30 p.m. And there are matinee performances on September 29th and October 6th. These are at 3 p.m. And while the October 6th performance is the only one with audio description, all performances will have a touch tour available 30 minutes prior to showtime. The theater is located on William Peace University campus at 15 East Peace Street in Raleigh. Performances will be held in the Leggett Theater on the second floor of the main building. An elevator is available. To get to this building, once you arrive at Peace College campus, you'll want to park in the corner parking lot of Blunt Street and Peace Street. Head west toward the big grassy quad. There's a big fountain 100 yards in. To the right of the fountain is a building with large columns. That's the main building. Leggett Theater is on the second floor. Okay, so things to know about the show. The show is a musical featuring the music of Bob Marley, performed by a small group of actors. The show is based on the book Three Little Birds, written by Bob Marley's daughter, Sedilla Marley. The play takes place in Cottonwood Springs, Jamaica, so characters speak in Jamaican accents and use Jamaican phrases. Characters also count to eight in multiple languages, including Spanish, Swahili, Chinese, and Hindi. And what's going on here? Ziggy's afraid to leave the house. He's too busy worrying about tropical storms, evil spirits, and the sneaky, hair-grabbing trickster, Duppy. But with the help of his feathered friends, Ziggy will learn that every little thing is going to be all right. Don't miss this timeless tale of peace and love that uses reggae music to jam Jamaican style. And once again, this is based on a story by Sedilla Marley, and it makes use of music and lyrics by Bob Marley. It's adapted for the stage by Michael J. Bobbitt. Pure Life Theater's production is directed by Pure Life Theater's artistic director, Deb Royals. Movies are available with audio description. First off, we have one called Afraid. It's a horror movie rated PG-13. It's just been added to this list. We also have Alien Romulus. It's a horror movie rated R. Between the Temples is a comedy rated R. Blink Twice is a mystery rated R. City of Dreams is a newly added one. It's a drama rated R. Deadpool and Wolverine is action and adventure. It's rated R. Despicable Me 4, an animated movie. It's a comedy rated PG. Harold and the Purple Crayon. It's an animated comedy rated PG. Inside Out 2, an animated comedy, rated PG. It Ends With Us, a drama, rated PG-13. Reagan, a biography, rated PG-13. That's a brand new one. Shaun of the Dead 20th Anniversary Release, just added to the list, is a comedy, rated R. Slingshot, it's a sci-fi fantasy, rated R, just added to the list. Strange Darling, it's a romance, rated R. The Crow is action and adventure, rated R. The Forge is a drama, rated PG. Trap is a crime movie, rated PG-13. And finally, Twisters, an action adventure, rated PG-13. And now we'll take a look at the blurbs about these movies. We'll start with the brand new ones. Afraid runs an hour and 24 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for sexual material, some strong violence, some strong language, and thematic material. It's a horror, mystery, sci-fi thriller. In this movie, Curtis and his family are selected to test a revolutionary new home device, a digital family assistant called AIA. Taking smart home to the next level, once the unit and all its sensors and cameras are installed in their home, AIA seems able to do it all. She learns the family's behaviors and begins to anticipate their needs, and she can make sure nothing and no one gets in her family's way. Next up is City of Dreams, runs 1 hour and 53 minutes. It's rated R for strong violence, including child abuse, bloody images, language, some sexual material, and partial nudity. And this is a drama thriller that runs 1 hour and 53 minutes. City of Dreams follows Jesus, a young farmer in rural Mexico who dreams of playing for Club Puebla, his local soccer team. With the promise of training at a soccer camp in Los Angeles, Jesus is convinced by his father to leave home, but he soon discovers he's been sold to a sweatshop run out of a decrepit mansion in downtown Los Angeles. Jesus is then subjected to the grueling 18-hour work schedule dictated by El Jefe, a boss who promises freedom for those who complete their quotas and whose brutality is motivated by his own desperation to provide for his family back in Mexico. Despite all, Jesus finds solace in Elena, a girl who was similarly betrayed and sent to America under the guise of attending a fashion school. When Elena goes missing and another co-worker, Carlitos, is severely beaten for confronting El Jefe, Jesus realizes his only way out is a daring escape. Reagan runs 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for violent content and smoking, and this is a biography, drama, history. From dusty small-town roots to the glitter of Hollywood and then on to commanding the world stage, Reagan is a cinematic journey of overcoming the odds. Told through the voice of Viktor Petrovich, a former KGB agent whose life becomes inextricably linked with Ronald Reagan's when Reagan first caught the Soviets' attention as an actor in Hollywood, this film offers a perspective as unique as it is captivating. Dennis Quaid brings to life a story that transcends the boundaries of a traditional biopic, offering a profound exploration of the enduring impact of the power of one man who overcame the odds, sustained by the love of a woman who supported him in his journey. Shaun of the Dead, the 20th anniversary release, runs 1 hour and 39 minutes. It's rated R for zombie violence, gore, and language, and this is a comedy horror film. There comes a day in every man's life when he has to get off the couch and kill some zombies. When flesh-eating zombies are on the hunt for a bite to eat, it's up to a slacker, Shaun, and his best pal, to save their friends and family from becoming the next entree. And the last new one is Slingshot, which runs 1 hour and 49 minutes. It's rated R for language and some violence and some bloody images. And this is a sci-fi thriller. An astronaut struggles to maintain his grip on reality aboard a possibly fatally compromised mission to Saturn's moon, Titan. And now some other movies in cinemas. We've got Alien Romulus, which runs 1 hour and 59 minutes, rated R for bloody, violent content and language. It's a horror sci-fi thriller. While scavenging the deep ends of a derelict space station, a group of young space colonizers come face to face with the most terrifying life form in the universe. This film takes place in the time period between Alien and Aliens. Between the Temples, 1 hour and 51 minutes. It's rated R for language and some sexual references. It's a comedy. A cantor in a crisis of faith finds his world turned upside down when his grade school music teacher re-enters his life as his new adult bat mitzvah student. Blink Twice runs 1 hour and 42 minutes. It's rated R for strong violent content, sexual assault, drug use and language throughout, and some sexual references. And it's a mystery thriller. When tech billionaire Slater King meets cocktail waitress Frida at his fundraising gala, sparks fly. He invites her to join him and his friends on a dream vacation on his private island. It's paradise. Wild nights blend into sun-soaked days, and everyone's having a great time. Nobody wants this trip to end. But as strange things start to happen, Frida begins to question her reality. Something is wrong with this place. She'll have to uncover the truth if she wants to make it out of this party alive. Deadpool and Wolverine runs 2 hours and 7 minutes. It's rated R for strong bloody violence and language throughout, gore and sexual references. And this is an action, comedy, sci-fi. A listless Wade Wilson toils away in civilian life with his days as the morally flexible mercenary Deadpool behind him. But when his home world faces an existential threat, Wade must reluctantly suit up again with an even more reluctant Wolverine. Despicable Me 4 runs 1 hour and 34 minutes. It's rated PG, and this is an animation, adventure comedy, family sci-fi. Gru, Lucy, Margot, Edith, and Agnes welcome a new member to the family, Gru Jr., who is intent on tormenting his dad. Gru faces a new nemesis in Maxine LaMalle and his girlfriend, Valentina, and the family is forced to go on the run. Harold and the Purple Crayon runs 1 hour and 30 minutes. It's rated PG. This is an animation, adventure, comedy, family fantasy. Inside of his book, adventurous Harold can make anything come to life simply by drawing it. After he grows up and draws himself off the book's pages and into the physical world, Harold finds he has a lot to learn about real life, and that his trusty purple crayon may set off more hilarious hijinks than he thought possible. When the power of unlimited imagination falls into the wrong hands, it will take all of Harold and his friends' creativity to save both the real world and his own. And this is based on the children's book by Crockett Johnson. Inside Out 2 runs 1 hour and 36 minutes. It's rated PG. It's an animation, adventure, comedy, drama, family, sci-fi. Teacher Riley's mind headquarters is undergoing a sudden demolition to make room for something entirely unexpected. New emotions, joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust, who've long been running a successful operations by all accounts, aren't sure how to feel when anxiety shows up. and it looks like she's not alone. It Ends With Us runs 2 hours and 10 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for domestic violence, sexual content, and some strong language. This is a thriller. It's the first Colleen Hoover novel adapted for the big screen. It tells the compelling story of Lily Bloom, a woman who overcomes a traumatic childhood to embark on a new life in Boston and chase a lifelong dream of opening her own business. A chance meeting with charming neurosurgeon Ryle Kincaid sparks an intense connection. But as the two fall deeply in love, Lily begins to see signs of Ryle that remind her of her parents' relationship. When Lily's first love, Atlas, suddenly re-enters her life, her relationship with Ryle is upended, and Lily realizes she must learn to rely on her own strength to make an impossible choice for her future. Strange Darling runs 1 hour and 36 minutes. It's rated R for strong, bloody, violent content, sexual material, drug use, and language. And this is a romance thriller. Nothing is what it seems when a twisted one-night stand spirals into a serial killer's vicious murder spree. The Crow runs 1 hour and 51 minutes. It's rated R for strong, bloody violence, gore, language, sexuality, nudity, and drug use. This is an action, crime, fantasy, horror, romance, thriller. Soulmates Eric and Shelley are brutally murdered when the demons of Shelley's dark past catch up with them. Given the chance to save his true love by sacrificing himself, Eric sets out to seek merciless revenge on their killers, traversing the worlds of the living and the dead to put the wrong things right in this modern reimagining of the 1994 cult classic that starred the late Brandon Lee. This is based on the comic book of the same name by James O'Barr. The Forge runs 2 hours and 3 minutes. It's rated PG. It's a drama family movie. The Forge tells the story of Isaiah Wright, a 19-year-old who lives for basketball and video games. A year out of high school, he still has no job, no plans, and no idea how to be a man. At odds with his single mom, Cynthia, Isaiah is given an ultimatum: to step up or move out. Feeling the pull from his friends and the push from his mom, Isaiah is hired by Moore Fitness, but has no idea how the owner will personally impact his life. With the prayers of his mother and unexpected guidance from his new mentor, Isaiah is forced to deal with his past, sacrifice his selfishness, and discover how God might have a greater purpose for his life. Trap runs 1 hour and 45 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for some violent content and brief, strong language. This is a crime, horror, mystery, psychological thriller. In M. Night Shyamalan's latest outing, everyone in a large city is in a frenzy. Why? That's because they're up and ready to watch a concert performed by famous pop star Lady Raven. Two of her fans, a man named Cooper and his daughter Riley, attend the concert with high spirits, but things slowly begin to change their tune. Amongst the screams of adoration and sounds of applause, the concert itself has a hidden identity, a front to fish out an infamous serial killer known as the Butcher. With security cameras rigged, armies of policemen with weapons at the ready, the police vehicles surrounding the venue, will anyone survive their concert experience, or is there more to the Butcher than meets the eye? And finally, Twisters runs 2 hours and 2 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for some intense action and peril, some language, and injury images. It's an action-adventure thriller. As storm season intensifies, the paths of former storm chaser Kate Cooper lured back to the open plains after a devastating encounter years prior, and reckless social media superstar Tyler Owens collide when terrifying phenomena never seen before are unleashed. The pair and their competing teams find themselves squarely in the paths of multiple storm systems converging over central Oklahoma in the fight for their lives. Flip over to realviews.net to see what James Berardinelli has to say about alien Romulus. He says, a case could be made that Alien Romulus is the third best film in the 9 movies to feature the infamous xenomorphs. The time period for this movie is right between the original Alien and the sequel Aliens. It eschews some of the more ambitious plotting that characterized the least popular franchise entries in favor of a straightforward narrative. The director, obviously an Alien devotee, opts for an Aliens greatest hits approach, replete with Easter eggs and instances of fan service. It mostly works, although the tension never quite escalates to the levels reached by the two originals. The time frame is 20 years after the xenomorph rampaged through the Nostromo before being blown out of the airlock by Ripley. This event is explicitly referenced, although Ripley is not named. The body of the alien is retrieved and brought on board the space station Romulus Remus for experimentation. Shortly thereafter, we are introduced to several workers toiling away, terraforming a rather inhospitable planet. Rain, who has been harboring dreams of escaping the dreary world for some place where the sun shines, discovers that the Weyland-Yutani Corporation has unilaterally changed her quota, pushing back her date of freedom for at least half a dozen years. Following this betrayal, she and her synthetic surrogate brother Andy decide to join a small group of friends, her ex-boyfriend Tyler, his sister Kay, her cousin Bjorn, and Bjorn's girlfriend Navarro, in an audacious scheme to free themselves of the corporation's yoke. Tyler and Bjorn have discovered the derelict Romulus Remus in high orbit above the planet, and intend to take a small spacecraft to the space station to salvage the cryostasis chambers that will allow them to travel to a distant colony. Initially, things go as planned, but once the group boards the station, it becomes clear that things did not go well for the previous crew. The only survivor is the partially destroyed synthetic Rook, who serves the prime directive dictated by the company. When an accident triggers the revival of a group of face-huggers from their stasis pods, the stage is set for an impregnation, and, as always happens in an alien movie, the subsequent birth results in a fight-or-flight struggle for life between disadvantaged humans and the perfect killing machine. In this case, as in Aliens, there's always more than one. Some of the best bits of Romulus are direct references to the beloved first two Alien films. This director knows how to set up a tensely creepy scene, but isn't as good when it comes to character development. One area where both Alien and Aliens succeeded was in fleshing out secondary characters that would eventually become xenomorph fodder. In Romulus, the four supporting humans are paper thin, with one or two recognizable traits each. Only Rain and Andy, and the relationship between them, seem worth the screenplay's time. Set design establishes the divided space station Romulus Remus as another consistent module in the universe established by Scott and embellished by Cameron. Everything here feels lived in, and borrows its aesthetic not only from previous alien films, but from the TV science fiction series The Expanse. And the aliens look just like they did in the first two films. The central character, Rain, is more than just a poor man's Ripley, but less than a force of nature. It's impossible not to compare her to Sigourney Weaver, but that feels unfair. Ripley, for example, received most of her development in Aliens. The majority of Alien, she was part of the ensemble. This actress does what she needs to do in providing viewers with a port of entry into this world. Her relationship with Andy, a glitchy synthetic refurbished by her father, is more touching than any of the human-human pairings in Romulus. Is Alien Romulus the alien film fans have been craving since Ripley, Hicks, and Newt entered their cryosleep in 1986? Perhaps. It contains most of the requisite elements, and if it doesn't measure up to the high standard established by Scott, who has a producer credit, and Cameron, who provided suggestions to Alvarez, these are the two original directors, it's only to be expected. It's a good showcase for the xenomorph in its various permutations and a solid horror-slash-suspense movie in its own right. The open question is whether it will invigorate the franchise after numerous misfires and cash grabs. Only time and the box office will tell. He gives the movie 3 out of a possible 4 stars. He also gives 3 stars to Blink Twice, to Deadpool and Wolverine, to Inside Out 2, and to Strange Darling. How does he rate the other movies? Despicable Me 4 gets 2 stars. Harold and the Purple Crayon gets 2 stars. Slingshot gets 2. Strange Darling gets 2.5. The Crow gets 1.5. Trap gets 1, and Twisters gets 2. And all of the movies mentioned in this broadcast are available at theaters run by Cinemark, Regal, or AMC. For Cinemark, you can get their schedule by going to cinemark.com/movies. That's CINEMARK.com. For Regal, go to regmovies.com. And for AMC, it's AMC.com. And that's it for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hopefully, this information will be useful. Remember, the program will be in podcast after the broadcast, so you can double-check anything you like. I'm Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.